Borat director Larry Charles, Kentucky AG Daniel Cameron, A Puppet of White Supremacy. By Hannah Blow on October 3, 2020. Borat director and longtime Seinfeld producer Larry Charles accused Daniel Cameron, the first black attorney general of Kentucky, of acting as a public puppet of white supremacy following the attorney general's appearance on Tucker Carlson Tonight, which Charles described as a racist TV show. "It's a sign of where you stand that you chose to plead your case on a racist TV show instead of face the scrutiny of legitimate journalists," Larry Charles wrote in a Friday tweet. "You are a public puppet of white supremacy and they will continue to trot you out until every last shred of your credibility is destroyed." Charles' statement followed Cameron's appearance on Tucker Carlson Tonight, wherein he forcefully addressed the critics who accused him of being a sellout over his handling of the Breonna Taylor case. Last month, Cameron detailed a grand jury's decision to withhold murder charges for the officers involved in the fatal shooting of the 26-year-old woman. One officer, Brett Hankison, was charged with 3 counts of wanton endangerment. "It is so unfortunate that because I have a different political philosophy and because of my role as the Attorney General and as the special prosecutor in the Breonna Taylor investigation, because I led with the facts and the truth and had that lead to the conclusion, somehow I betrayed my race," Cameron told Carlson during a Thursday appearance on the show. "It is repugnant, it is so disappointing. But it's par for the course," Cameron said of the criticisms, which included Women's March co-founder Tamika Mallory calling him a sellout. "Daniel Cameron is no different than the sellout Negroes that sold our people into slavery and helped white men to capture our people and to abuse them and traffic them. While our women were raped, while our men were raped by savages," Mallory proclaimed. "Anytime someone stands for the truth, and when that truth is different from a narrative that has been pushed by others, this is how they respond," Cameron told Carlson. "This is far from the first time the Curb Your Enthusiasm producer has waded into political waters." In March, Charles called Trump a deliberate criminal in a wild rant over the spread of the coronavirus.